Singer Jess Glynne freaks on Trump for using her song to tout ICE deportations. By Simon Kent on July 31, 2025. Thoughts and prayers for British singer Jess Glynne, please. The delicate performer lashed out at President Donald Trump on Wednesday, saying she feels sick after his administration repurposed one of her songs to tout ICE deportations. Glynne made her pain public after a White House social media post used her Hold My Hand Jet 2 Holidays viral moment to promote immigration and customs enforcement, ICE, deportation efforts, as Variety first reported. It also features the perky voiceover of actor Zoe Lister as used in Jet 2's advert for holiday packages. "This post honestly makes me sick," the 35-year-old singer lamented on her Instagram stories. "My music is about love, unity, and spreading positivity, never about division or hate." Variety notes Hold My Hand, Jess Glynne's 2015 hit, recently surged online as users began posting audio from the advertisement alongside various vacation mishaps. The White House's official X account followed the meme format with its post, depicting what appears to be handcuffed, undocumented immigrants being boarded onto a plane to deport them. "When ICE books you a one-way Jet 2 holiday to deportation," the post reads, "nothing beats it." While Glynne professed to be ill at the ad, the Trump administration stood firm. The original White House post concludes with a shot of Trump giving a thumbs up along with a screenshot of the CBP app homepage offering illegal immigrants the option to self-deport. It's not the first time the Trump administration has posted memes on its social media account, the BBC notes. Earlier this month, an image with the president's face superimposed on Superman's face was shared on the account with the caption, "Truth. Justice. The American way. Superman Trump." A few weeks ago, the administration also posted on X saying, "Nowhere in the Constitution does it say we can't post banger memes." As Breitbart News reported, ICE is moving quickly to clear the U.S. of illegal immigrants, recording a massive upswing in arrests in locales across the country. Related, cringe. Socialist public school teacher rallies crowd against ICE and police. In keeping with Trump's stated mission and campaign promises, the largest number of those arrested are already facing one charge, have deportation detainers filed against them, or have been convicted of crimes, officials say. With the influx of new budget money allotted to the deportation campaign by the Big Beautiful Bill, those numbers are set to increase in the months to come. Trump has recently committed $170 billion for border and immigration enforcement, including $45 million for detention. ICE will see its funding grow by $76.5 billion over 5 years. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.